Okay, so I'm just giving my caveat. I couldn't find my notes, so I wrote down very quickly whatever I could think of. And so hopefully I covered as much as I need to cover. So, but that question at the end, probably that will fill in the gaps. So we're talking about the lachos of binyan sukkah. So there obviously are two parts to your, really three parts to your sukkah. There's the floor, there's the walls, and there's the schach. Without having a bottom, it's very hard to have a sukkah. You have to have a sukkah. Right? The more it handles that shiloh, if you don't have a bottom, so the sukkah is not kosher. We're not going to spend too much time talking about the bottom of the sukkah. We'll talk about the walls and the schach on top. Okay, so we know that the lachos, the first step of the tefanos, have to be 10 tefachim high. And it shouldn't be above 20. It has to be at least 10 tefachim high. It shouldn't be higher than 20. It's not really a shalach in the tefanos. It's a loch in the sichuch. The sichuch shouldn't be above 20. But the walls have to be at least 10 tefachim high. Now, mikra din, the amount of walls that you have to make is three walls. Two walls and one kilchosoy. And the Mishnah does point out that we don't do that. We try to avoid that. Because we're not familiar with some of the hilchosos to do the hilchosos properly. So the Mishnah Berurah brings it, it's preferable to make all four walls. I'll give you an example where this plays out. So one of the issues which we have is the walls have to be Oymid Beruch Matsuya. So Oymid Beruch Matsuya means if you have walls which are going to actually going to collapse in the Beruch Matsuya, that's obviously a problem. But not only do you have walls which are going to collapse in Beruch Matsuya, but if you have walls which are going to be misnadeed in a Beruch Matsuya, so it becomes a little question, how much need notice is acceptable? There's a Chazanish which seems to be pretty makel on it. He says if it moves less than three tefachim, that is sufficient. It's still kosher, because it's generally find that within three tefachim that's considered the area that they have lovud. So you can't use the regular din of lovud over here, because you have to be lovud to something. Lovud means a connection between two things. You can't be lovud to air, right? You're talking about air. But we do find that other places in the Gemara, the Gemara says in the not Gavi even was lovud, the Gemara says that within three tefachim of the ground, it's on the ground. It's not love it to anything, you know. It's a little bit of a raised up area, but that's considered that it's all the way on the karka. Because within three, it's considered. Chazanisha tells that suits the case of the mechitza. If the mechitza moves less than three tefachim, so we can still say the kosher mechitza. If the mechitza is going to move, now this issue is referring to within your shear of your kosher mechitza, which means if the bottom part of your mechitza is more stable and the upper part is blowing, that doesn't bother us, as long as the bottom 10 tefachim are stable. Theoretically, it'd also be relevant if you have one or two walls made out of sedinim, the other ones are made out of actual building. So let's say you have a situation, you have a corner in the back of your house. There's the house, and then there's some type of a wall of the backyard, and then it touches the house. So that's two walls already. So you have to make two more walls. I just want to make one more wall, two more walls using my flappy curtains. So theoretically, if I could get at least part of that, the amount which is the shear, which is kosher, to be stable, it should be good. The problem is we try and avoid getting involved in those shitas because we're not don't always get it right. That's one issue. Second issue is okay. So let's say you have you're not being semich on the chazanish, or the movement is even more than. You're afraid the movement is more than three tefachim. So the eitzah, which is to make walls out of yedei lovud. Now, theoretically, you can make walls out of yedei lovud. You could leave a wall open and just run strings, as long as each string is within lovud to the next one, is within three tefachim of the next one. Now, over here, you're dealing with shaila, if that's one of your walls, which is ma'akiv in the sukkah. So it has to, you have to be machmer. So how big is a tefach? A tefach is how big a tefach is. It's somewhere between 3 inches and 4 inches. So over here, the issue is you want it to be lovud for sure. It has to be at least, it has to be within three times, three tefachim. Lovud is three tefachim. Lovud is less than three tefachim. So it has to be less than 9 inches gap between them.
Would netting work?
netting would work. Again, but the netting has to also be it has to be taut. Otherwise, you get back to the same problem. If your netting is moving around, it didn't solve your problem. So the Mishabura brings a sheet up, which is machmer, that we only resumach on to make walls ayere lovud if you have four walls. By the case where you bring resumach on the din of gimel mechitzes, and relying on that halacha that gimel mechitzes is sufficient, there three walls out of lovud would not be acceptable. Even one of the three walls being out of lovud would not be acceptable. If you have four walls, then you can make all your walls out of lovud, or you can make whatever you want. But it's only if you have four walls. And Mr. Burr does bring such a shita. So if you want to rely on, if you have a wall, sukkah which is made, a freestanding sukkah which has four walls made out of some type of curtain, some type of canvas material, and you're using the idea of lovud to be machshir based on that, you really should make sure it goes around all four sides. Okay.
Would the same thing apply if you're using a wall of the house and you need lovud to connect the rest of the sukkah to the wall of the house because the sukkah doesn't go all the way to the wall?
One second. Give the case again. The problem is the walls don't reach the wall of the house, or the problem is the schach doesn't reach the wall of the house. You said two different things.
The whole thing. The sukkah is set off less than 9 inches from the wall of the house. And you want to use the wall of the house as your dirt wall.
Right, so that's not a problem. That's not a problem. No, he's talking about if you're making the walls out of lovud.
Or not with that. Lovud had, in case of breathing strings, he has to be just about it.
So it's an interesting question. Do you have the machmer in shesi or arav? Mikra, in the raisa, shesi or arav is sufficient. Just we find the gabi the halachas of mechitza that Chazal made the gabi hilchos erevin that they are machmer that you cannot rely on just shesi or arav. You should have shesi and arav. Shemar Bar does not mention the requirement of shesi or arav. So. It seems to be that we're so much that just one of the other sufficient.
According to the shit that you need all four walls if you're relying on lovud.
Yeah.
Would you need them to be full walls, or could you have a partial wall on one or more sides?
Generally, I would say full. I mean, the point is two-step process. He said that in general we don't do the sheet of just the minimal walls because we're not always careful to do it all right. Because let's say you do the third one through with seven tefachim, but then the chaver brings you need to make a tzurus of pesach also, right? So not everybody's aware of that, right? So etc. We said just don't do that. But if you have three full walls and the fourth one would not be covering the full area, so you put a door there or something like that, that should be fine. As long as you would have the ikur, fourth wall. There's din of Daif and Akuma. So Daif and Akuma allows us that even if the schach is not reaching all the way to, let's say for argument's sake, you're making your backyard and you have an overhang from the house. So overhang of the house is reaching over the sukkah. So part of the sukkah, really the wall is the wall of the house. But there's an overhang. So the kosher schach is not starting immediately adjacent to the wall because there's an overhang. That schach is under the overhang. It's not kosher schach because, it's tachos habayis. But on the other hand, as far as the overhang goes, it reaches to where the schach is. So the halacha is that David Akuma is fine. So the Chazal said even though the wall is not immediately, the wall which you're using is not immediately adjacent to where the schach starts, we look at it as if the wall bent and that overhang becomes part of the wall, and the wall bent and now it's reaching the schach. So Dovin Akuma is kosher up to four amas. I once actually sat in a sukkah where a person had a Dovin Akuma which was close to four amas. It was wild. Now, wait a second. But there comes the following shiloh. Dovin Akuma is it, it's one of the lochos the Moshe Mishinai how to make a wall. Can you use it in conjunction with other types of halachas of Moshe Mishinai? So, for example, gudachis or gudasik, right? So, if the halacha is mikra, then the walls of the sukkah do not need to reach the schach. There's a concept that we said that the wall, once it's 10 tefachim high, halacha of Moshe Mishinai continues up as if the whole area is enclosed, and it's reaching the schach. So the fanas are reaching the schach. So, but I want to use Dorfen Akuma together with Gur Achis or Gur Asik. So the scenario I gave you, the Dorfen Akuma is theoretically here and the Schach is here. So that's not really correct, but because there is Schach here, that becomes part of your Dorfen. But if you leave that area open, relying on what's above, so you're using Dorfen Akuma together with Gur Achis. You can't do that. You can't be Mitzarev. The two Ilchos together doesn't work. Now the question is, the two Ilchos doesn't work, what about Lovud? Do you say, can you use Dorfen Akuma together with Lovud or not? Right? So up to a gap of up to 9 inches is considered Lovud. So I have my Dorfen Akuma, and then I have a gap, and then I start my Schach. Right? So the wall is only over here. Well, I'm relying on the concept of Dorfen Akuma, plus I have a gap of 5 inches before the Schach starts. So I'm relying on Dorfen Akuma together with Lovud. That's a machloikus. So is Lovud the same as other Lachah Moshe Messina? So Lovud is, in general, find many areas of Lachah, we find Lovud is a concept in Halacha that minimal gaps are not significant. That's a different than, I mean, Gur Achis is, the magic of Halacha Moshe Sinai. This fellow, he was very poor, and he made a sukkah using all the different hilchoses. You know, he used Gur Asik, and he used Lovud, and he used, Gimel Tefanis, and he used Lovud and that, and Chesty of Orders, and all, everything wonderful, etc. He left the sukkah at nighttime, and he locked the sukkah. The next morning, he came back, and the menorah was stolen, Guy says, "This is how to get in." Says the God of wasn't a lamdan, right? It's a magic. Like, how does it work? So we have all four walls here. It's all enclosed. But love is a concept in halacha that it's halacha Moshe Mizinai. We wouldn't have said it on our own, but a minimal gap is not significant. At some point, we have to accept that. Right? If the gap is a millimeter, is it a problem? No, nobody's going to say you need lover for that. Right? There's a special halacha Moshe Messina for that. That's logical. What about 2 millimeters? Where are you going to draw the line? So halacha Moshe Messina said, draw the line over there. So if so, you could be mitzarev of lover with Dorfen Akuma. That's what the Mekila and Mesar Mechan. Other ones say, no, the more so you can't be mitzarev to Hilchus is. Lover is Hilchus, and that's it. So therefore, it would be preferable to avoid that situation. Interesting halacha that you have to put the walls up before you put the schach up. The walls have to be put up first. So the guy says, I have my frame, I'll put up the schach, and I'll add the walls later, right? Yeah. Doing the walls a lot of times, put it together, to stretch it out, you need 2 people, all by myself, I can put the schach up by myself, and I'll come back and add the walls later on. So it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You're not supposed to do that. If you did that, there is one sheet which is Machshir B'diavad. The Mishabura says, he says there's not to be Samech on that because most sheets hold it's a problem with Tassel Amin Asri, and it's a problem. I had an interesting Shiloh which comes up. The Eretz Yisrael comes up. A lot of times people, they use their the walls of their house, as part of the walls of the sukkah out in the Repeset. So sometimes what it is, it's the windows with the trisim. So when the trisim are open, it's just basically an open area. When the trisim are closed, it's a wall. Right? So they didn't close the trisim before they put up the schach. So is the schach kosher? So I had the shayla, which somebody asked me the shayla, is that he had the sukkah was built on the chutzar of the shul, and one of the walls, they were like renting another shul, so they really couldn't do exactly what they wanted it. One of the walls that they were allowed to put it, etc. One of the walls was the door which went out into the sukkah. It was a sliding door, and when the door slid and it was open, there wasn't a wall there. So he had a shayla. He wanted to know, is he allowed to open and close it on Shabbos because you're being machshir your sukkah by opening when you open the door, the sukkah is not kosher. When you close the door again, after everybody walked out into the sukkah, now you have a kosher sukkah, right? So I said, okay, but let's, before we get to that, let's talk about, do you need to have that door shut when you put up the schach? He said, interesting question. Yeah, I didn't think of that. So the Maaser Rosh Hashanah is making the case of the trisim. So he said that it's made to open and shut, so that's not a problem. The Iker frame is there, everything is there, that's called, it's sufficient. You guys opening in Shabbos, they gave a shir in it, Timater.
In terms of Tazavarim and Asri, if you leave there's a gap of 4 amas inside this. Well, put up some of the schach and just leave.
Once you put some of the schach up, then you, let's say you put the walls up, put up some of the schach, and then take the walls down for whatever reason, you can continue being masachet.
No, but let's say you didn't put the walls up.
What?
You didn't put the walls up. You just put some of the schach, and then you did the walls later, and you finished off later.
So you that's sichuk according to the Mishnah person holds as possible.
You need every. Each piece has to be.
No, same. Well, that part then you have to figure out. So you have schach, which is possible, and the other schach is kosher. You have to figure out, you know, figure out your sukkah. But I mean, it's not very hard. You just pick up and put it down again. But as is, Mishabura holds like Moshe does hold that schach is possible. The rest is kosher.
If you have a sukkah with like 3 walls and you start being masachet from one end and you're just rolling to the other one, so until you get to within 3 tefachim of the third wall, so then.
Yeah, that's not bad. But the point is, the Mishnah learns it's an issue of that the schach has to get a din of get a shame of being an oil over the sukkah. So as long as the walls are there, you're making an oil over your sukkah. He says if you don't have walls there, it's not an oil over a sukkah. Now it's interesting because the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, an oil is an oil without walls. But the Gabi this din, it's not doesn't get the shame oil Mishnah holds unless you have the walls there. It's not his kiddush. Saying, Chayyim says it already, Shulchan Aruch says it, but that's how the Ramaz would have done in the Shulchan Aruch. It's done in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Schach, to be schach, to be kosher, it requires 3 things. Din of the Gemara, din of the Torah, the Gemara points out, it has to be the Dabar, which is Gulim and Oritz, it has to be Tolush, and it has to be not Makabal Tuma. So it has to be the Psalus of the Garden of Yaakov. So that means it's detached, something which grew, and it's not those things were not makabel tumah. Chazal came along and they made certain gzeiros. They added on to that. They added on that if you have something which is not a kli yet, but it's the process has been started to make it into a usable item. So that nishtanat sarasa chazal asked. For example, if you take pishtin, you want to throw pieces of pishtin straight off the plant on as you schacht into eight. You start processing the pishtin, start making it into threads. So that's possible. That's possible. Now, the Sharatzian points out that that's a psul d'rabbanan, but if you got to the point that you actually made it into a full thread, so he learns that Rashi holds that Rashi holds that goes into the din of orig, and orig is a fully makabel tumah and it's possible to rice. Right. So that's a very relevant issue. Using. When we get to the halachos of Maimed, using thread which is multiplied thread, which means it's tavui. So according to Rashi, it's possum and araisa. Right. So Ramosha Machuba says you should macro for that Rashi. We'll talk about it. We get the sukkah mats. That's very relevant. Okay. Second issue because our geizer was Xeris Tikra. So the Xeris Tikra, the Mora says, if you take boards that used to make their roofs with boards which were 4 tefachim wide. So if you would only use boards with 4 tefachim, they're not makabel tumah. They're just basically they're kliyets and these are based kibbutz makabel tumah. There's some type of it's not there's no base kibbutz, just a flat board. So it's not makabel tumah. So it's not a problem. Chazal did not ask it because nishana tzerasa because it's not really anywhere near in the process of being used as a clay. Okay, it was used as boards. So the Chazal didn't ask because of that. But there's a problem is that you would make a roof out of it. So people might forget and make a roof out of it, and then it's a problem because it's not a proper sichuch. Now, they said once it's posel, they gave it a din of schach posel, which means even if you put it sideways on its edge, so it's, you're not putting a dollar tefachim worth of a board over there, boards, it's still a problem. One of the questions which came up when they talk about the schach mats, once you mechaber them together, the first version of the schach mats is, we're now version 7, but the first version was they didn't even use bamboo. They took these little like tomato steaks, little slats, and they wove them together. So now you have something which becomes a big unit. So is that a problem? It's more than 4 tefachim wide. So is that a problem? Rabbi Asher was cautious that might be a problem. Maisi said if, it's bechal impossible to use for a roof type of a thing, so it shouldn't be a problem. Okay, Chazal asked sefer liyabesh. If you want to use things for schach, which right now they cover the majority of what you have to masachik, which has to be tzeltzer meruba, but they're the type of thing which the nature is that they dry out, they weather, and they take up less space. So Chazal said you can't be mesachek with it lechachila, because it might come to be misyabesh and you don't realize it and you don't have enough sichuk on top. Chazal answered using something which has a reach ra, because you're not going to sit in your sukkah. So they, Chazal said it in regards to the sichuk, but actually poskim shel tzutzit to the defanos also. Obviously, you're putting your walls on something which has a bad smell, so you're going to leave your sukkah. The Gabi Sichuk also, they had a problem that Chazal were worried about if you have a type of an item which it drops its leaves. So instead of having raindrops falling on your head, you're going to have leaves falling on your head in the sukkah. You're going to want to leave your sukkah. There, a few seconds, there's this bop in your head with these. You have this evergreen, which is, you know, dropping leaves in your head all the time. So Chazal said you can't do that. Chazal came in the also there is chavila. If you put it on when it's bundled up, the leaves or the twigs are bundled up together as a chavila. So you can't do that either, because then you were not putting it there the shame sichuk, and it has to be the other shame sale the shame sichuk. You normally put it there as a bundle. There's times people they would store it there. They would store it on the roof, like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I never really thought about it, but that's, you know, apparently the Morse says that's a normal place to store a chavila. So you might put it up for that purpose. And even if you then untie it, you might have a problem with tassel and also, because it wasn't put in the shame sichuk. You have to put the schach on the shame sichuk. So those are the gzeres to rabbanon.
If we put up the mats and then cut them and walls up top and unroll them, is that the same? Tied up in a bundle and then you...
I don't think there's a problem.
If someone sits under the hanging, are they allowed to say the bracha of
Yerusalka? Under the hanging, is possible. You can't sit there. It just doesn't. It's a valid wall, but it's a wall. It's not a schach. Mm-hmm. You're sitting. It's like you're sitting under a wall, theoretically, which would not be kosher. Okay. So one of the so when you put your sichuk up, let's just talk about that for a second. So the shear has to be tzelsim meruba. Tzelsim meruba, the Mora says it has to be tzelsim meruba down on the bottom of the sukkah. So the nature of the sun, when the sun comes in, if it's tzelsim meruba on top, it might, you know, but the sun light diffuses. So even though you're looking up above and it looks like very full, but down below the light spread, and you have more more light than more sun coming in than schach. You measure it by when it's directly above, you know, because obviously it, you know, during the earlier hours and the late hours it's coming at an angle, so that, you know, that's, you know, harder to figure out what it is. But when the sun is directly above, you measure it. You have to make sure it's tzelsim meruba down below, that the majority of the ground is has been shaded. You're supposed to put the level of sichu you're supposed to put is preferably it should be kachavim nirim. It should be that. Now, what type of kachavim? Shabur, you know, the mechaber talks about kachavim nirim b'yoyim, which means there's stars which are so bright that you can even see them like towards the end of the day. If you can see those in the schach, that's sufficient. Mishmur says it really be preferable to see ones you can only see at nighttime also. The Maisa, even if you make it thicker than that, it's very thick, and as long as some light's coming in, it's still kosher. Then he says, even if it's thicker than that, which as long as rain's coming in, it's still kosher. Even thicker than that, that even rain isn't coming in, you know, theoretically it should be also, because it's abakum abayis, the maisa bidi evid, it's kosher. So I started using poison, you know, clear the shiloh, if you live in a very cold, you know, maybe it seems in Minneapolis, you know, so, you know, in the middle of October, it's quite cold. You know, your goal is to make your sukkah livable. It's, you know, having more schach on top, it prevents the cold air from coming in on top. So it might even be better to do that. Okay, mats, sukkah mats. The Mora has a whole discussion about machzalos, about mats. You know, all of that is not, you know, no, most of that is not relevant to us. The issue over there was if their mats were made to sit on, so they're mekabel tuma and they're pulsing to rice. What type of them is made to sit on? Large ones, small ones, minig, not minig, etc. Most people are not getting those type of mats. So we're getting mats which are made... The argument was we're getting mats which are made specifically for this purpose. Now, that's one of the reasons why you get a heksher on your mat is because it was made for this purpose. Like, okay, they have an article how they went there and they checked into some of the mats, you know, into the same company which is making... Apparently in Southeast Asia where the mats are being made, some of them are made for sitting on. because people sit on mats, right? So the company says, you know, you hire your Chinese company to make mats for you, and you tell them what you want. They says, yeah, no problem. It's the same factory as making mats for sitting on. So, and they look exactly the same. So what makes your mats better than the other mats? So they, Dafka, go and they, you know, make it different. And that's part of the hashgacha that they have, is that that should be, these mats are not the same mats as the mats which are using for sitting on, which would be a psul d'oraisa. So that's a good idea. Or you'd have them made in the U.S., which in general mats are not made for sitting on, so that's not such a problem. But since everything's made in China or India nowadays, that's why they have to send a mashgiach there.
So is the problem that it's the same kind of mat? Or like, what if you know that these mats were made by this company specifically for Ahsoka?
Well, that's what you want.
So, well, even by the company that...
That's fine, but you need to know that, because how do you know they're not, you know, oh, well, we're short, like 500, we'll put that, take from this and that. How do you know that? It's just like, you know, they only care about his business. They don't care about being nice to you.
Is the problem that they're made for sitting, or like if they're
made for sitting, it's possible.
Home Depot makes a whole bunch of stuff, like for walls, you know, for the...
Well, we'll get the walls. Okay. Okay, so now, so let's assume that, you know, you want to be really frum and you want to get your sukkahs which come with a heksher, and not do the Home Depot route, because you like spending money. Okay, so what's kosher? So here you have a fascinating argument. So Rav Moshe the Chubur, he's kosher for the Rashi. So what are you going to weave this mat with? Right. So Rav Moshe says you can't, you know, so. Star K, Moshe Shua, says you can't use thread which has been made into thread, because that's Rashi, it's Pasul of Orig. So not only do you have a problem with Maimon, we'll talk about Maimon in a second, but it could be it's even worse when Moshe is Mash on the Chuba, but once you make the whole thing out of, it's held together by a thing which is Orig, the whole thing becomes Pasul with a Raisa for Schach. Boom. Okay? Now Shulchan Aruch HaRav is not Paskin like Rashi. So therefore, okay, which is Lubavitch, uses thread, right? The argument being the thread, according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is b'chal, it's not even considered that it was nishan atzeros, so it could
so
be it's kosher. What?
So was Alt Maimed, or because
no.
The entire thing is because...
It gets it in b'chal b'tumah.
Because now it's like a...
It's a unit. That's not a psul. Maimon is a different problem. This is the unit becomes a unit, which is made with ayinei b'chal b'tumah. The whole thing becomes a b'chal b'tumah. Right, so that's what Moshe holds. So the Star K makes it with the monofilaments. They come along with these monofilaments made out of, you know, nylon, right? So they're not auric, right? So now you have a problem. They're not kosher for schach either. They're made from oil, right? Nylon is made out of oil, you know. So you can't use it for schach. You cannot pour oil over your schach and make it hover. Use it for schach. The offer is possible. Okay, so now the question is Maimon. So let's talk about Maimon for a second. Okay, so there is a debatable gzera d'rabbanan, it's a machlokes rishonim, which the Magen Avraham already and the Mishnah Berurah follows him, etc. It's kosher for that shita. There is a discussion with the Chumash Rashi, which talks about a case where you wanted to put a ladder on your roof and use that to put the schach on top and hold up, that hut's going to hold up the schach. Right, so the Rashi says you shouldn't do it. The question is, why shouldn't you do it? One of the explanations why you shouldn't do it is, besides the fact you shouldn't do that specific case, but it's a problem because you're being mimed it with a ladder, and a ladder, since it's made, so the even though it's made out of wood, but there are things which hold the rung, so it has a base kibble to it, so it's a makabel tumah. So you're being mimed your skach with a rung makabel tumah. What's wrong with that? It's gzeirat rabbanan. There's a bonin, people say, well, I can use that as to support the schach, why can't I use it as a schach itself? Therefore, something which nobody's going to make any type of a mistake and believe that you could use this for schach, so you cannot support your schach on something which is possible for schach. Because lav dafka d'rabbanan makabel tumah, anything which is possible for schach, you can't support it. So I have concrete walls around my sukkah. You know, I built the sukkah with concrete walls, and I lay the schach on top. Oh, it's not my the rabbanan makabel tumah. It's possible you cannot use concrete for schach. But nobody in their right mind is going to think you can use concrete for schach. Right? You know, oh yeah, let's put concrete pieces on top. So there's no, the Ran says there's no gzeira by supporting it with something which is obvious to everybody that's not an issue. So therefore, you can support it, your walls are made out of concrete and then support your schach and zutait. But it's something which you might make a mistake and think that this is acceptable, it's a problem. Okay, so this is the din of mind. Mishabura Shita is that you should be chashish for Maimon. Interesting, there is a Machabra later on, you know, it talks about a second time, it seems to not be chashish for Maimon. And Mishabura Shita over there says, you know, according to the Machabra, it's fine, but the Maisa, you know, we're chashish, it's better to be chashish for Maimon. So you see from the way he presents it, is that it's not even so clear that we're chashish for Maimon. The Maisa Mishabura is Machriya that you're chashish for Maimon. Everybody agrees, but Maimon is not possible sukkah. So if you're going to somebody for a meal with your family and they have this metal frame sukkah, you know, with canvas, you know, and you solve the wall problem because they did lavud, right? So the problem is you're supporting your schach on top of the metal frame, it's kosher. So you can, you know, shalom bayis, kibbut av aim are the rices. This is a chachila, which Bnei Avod is kosher. So you decide, Matzim Kippur, what you think is more important. Now, even the Mishabura came along, and Mishabura said that they only had a problem with Maimed directly. But a Maimed to Maimed is not a problem. The Chazanish argues on that. The Chazanish doesn't argue on that 100%, because Chazanish says, the Mashmos of the Mechaber is it's not a problem. Well, he's just saying, if you're being Machmer on it, you got to be Machmer right. Right? So, you know, the Chazanish Sukkah, it's not sure clear the Chazanish himself, we needed a Chazanish Sukkah. Because the Chazanish himself seems to hold the Iker Pesach like the Mechaber, that's Maimed not a problem. But assuming that we're all from, we want to be Machmer and Maimed, that the Chazanish, there's no difference in a Maimed and a Maimed and Maimed. Now, the Maisa, the Mishabura, Paskins, and the Grah already says that Maimed and Maimed is better than Maimed, and Chazanish is going not like the Grah. So, you have a Grah, you have a Mishabura, the whole thing is the Rabbanan, but you have it as kosher. Okay, now, let's define Maimed the Maimed. What's called a maimed, what's called a maimed, the maimed. So some people came up with the idea is that which is supporting the sukkah, the schach, the primary support of the schach is called a maimed, and the secondary supports of that, the supports of that are called maimed, the maimed. Why am I saying it like that? I didn't use the word, you notice I didn't use the word directly. I said primary. You hear the difference between the two words. So let's say I come along like this. I take a metal frame sukkah, right? And I take boards, and so those sukkahs look like this, and I take boards and I run them across the top. I put two or three 2x4s across the top. And then I lay my schach on that. So there, the support of the schach is going to fall in without those pieces in the middle, the 2x4s. They're being supported on the metal support. Okay, fine. So that's called the maimed, the maimed. Let's say, however, I came up with a different idea. I really thought it's such a big sukkah, I can just lay the mats across without any problems. But you can't lay it on the metal. So I ran boards right across the top of the metal poles. And I put now, what's supporting the schach? The metal. That board has no function at all, except for it shouldn't touch. There's no lack of touching. The lack is supporting. Right, so that's an exercise in futility to do it that way. But if you would have done it this way and run the mat that way, so that it's actually supporting the mat, that would be intelligent, right? That's why I didn't say that. You know, people say, well, it's directly supporting the schach. The main word is directly. No, the main word is supporting. Okay.
Is there a difference between maimed and maimed and maimed and maimed and maimed?
No.
Wait. So the first case, which one was maimed? Which one was maimed and maimed? Between the boards and the metal.
If this is the frame,
yeah.
And I run one, two, three, four, across the middle,
yeah.
And I put the mat on top of that.
Yeah. So which one's which?
That's fine. The maimed is the 2x4s, and the maimed is the frame.
Okay.
But if I would just run a slat right across the top of the metal, just right on the metal itself, so this way my mat's not touching the metal; it's touching the slat.
Yeah.
The slat has no function. It's not supporting in any way, shape, or form. So that's not a call of maimed the maimed. Now, maimed also, that maimed means anything which keeps the schach from falling in. So when I put my mat on, so if you imagine, you wouldn't have those threads there, the whole thing would just go flip and fall into your sukkah. So the threads are a maimed. Right? So now, comes along Starkey and says, well, we have, you cannot use monofilament nylon things for schach, so we're being maimed with a monofilament thread. That's a problem. Come on, the okay, and says we're using pishtun, which is kosher for schach, according to us, right? Samela, so it's wonderful. So we're better, right? Here, why each one has an argument why they're better. Now, because according to the Starkei, theirs, according to Moshe, is possible to rice, and they hold theirs is better than being maimed. Okay, right? Now there's a third. So theoretically, it's a start case. What should you do is you should put up supports for the mat in such a way that the mat's not going anywhere, even if you would take the threads out. So you run them perpendicular to the mat. So you put them 2x4s across the top of the schach, on top of the frame, which are running perpendicular to the mat. So it means even if you take the threads out, they would be sitting on those boards. And maybe put a few boards, one or two boards on top, so it's not going to fly away. Now, keeping there in Ruch Mitzuyah, schach has to stay in Ruch Mitzuyah. You have schach which flies away, and Ruch Mitzuyah is not schach either. So those little bamboo strips can fly away in Ruch Mitzuyah. Well, what's holding them together? Because they're bound together by this monofilament thread. Well, that's very easy. Just put a board across the top, and now they're not going to fly away in the wood. So now, Ruch Mitzuyah, they're not going anywhere. So the maimon is not the threads. The maimon is the board on bottom. The maimon is the board on top. Now you want to make sure it's more better. Good. So that better is not a problem. The maimon is to the primary chiyuv of the sukkah. Came along, but that says, I have a great idea. Let's take little threads of bamboo from the bamboo tree and use them to tie the thing together. So, like, everybody is good. And they're right. Like, everybody agrees that's good. They also, you pay for that, right? Okay. Came along somebody and walked into Home Depot and says, you know, like, why am I doing this? Home Depot has, you know, paying, like, who knows what for these things.
Like $30.
Has these slats attached together with metal, right? Like little metal, you know. Like, so I'll take it, put it up on top, and I mimed the problems. You know, good, so we'll do the same thing the Starcade does with the mimed problems, you know. So we'll run the things perpendicular to it, so it's not a problem, right? So now, what's the problem? Like,
someone uses them as mats in Asia.
So, and the argument is, what are these things for? They're used for fencing, they're used for fencing. So used for fencing, if they're used just for fencing, so the argument is they're not made they're made the mishtamash and the makarka, they're not makabal tumah. Because metal, even if it doesn't have a base kibble, it's makabal tumah. So a metal pipe is a makabal tumah. Right? Again, so that Ramesh came along and he created this svara that that unit becomes a unit and the whole thing becomes possible. Right, but over here it's made to be mishtamish and makarka, so maybe it's not a makabal tumah, or you're not kosher for Moshe. So that's the argument. So I still have not looked it up. Somebody told me the CRC has an article about it on their website, which I have not looked at yet, to see what their argument is. That's probably what their argument is, either not being kosher for Moshe, or they hold it's made to be mishtamish for the karka. That's probably the idea behind it. It's much cheaper. Now, if they use it for binyan, you have an interesting question of Xeris Tikra. That was where, you know, is that something which you would use? So Xeris Tikra, if you only use it for binyan, not for tikra, you never use it as a roof. You only use it for, like, side materials as opposed to roof materials. So that's not a problem with Xeris Tikra. That would be the argument. So that's why there'd be an argument, the argument that it's kosher. I still haven't seen the article yet.
Why don't we just do something that aimbo plus your own kiss, mamish, and actually solve
it? I haven't looked at the article yet, so I can't tell you definitively. Okay. Correct. As long as the sukkah would not function without it. That's called a maimon. Yeah. Somebody asked a question around tying the schach down. So if it will not be omer baruch mitzuyah, that's a problem. To rely on tying it down like that. If it's omer baruch mitzuyah, you want to define protect it against a ruach shenah mitzuyah. So that's not a problem. You're going to use zip ties. So they're not those. That's a maimon, whatever, which is not right for sichuch. Okay, what time is it? Just one or two more things over here. A few more things over here. So the when you put your sichuch down, you want to make sure every area of the sukkah is chamsa merubah. If you have one area of the sukkah which is not chamsa merubah, it's elsa merubah, but it's the sheer sukkah itself. You that area becomes, you shouldn't sit in that area, or you put your wife there. Someone doesn't have to sit in the sukkah.
If it's chamsa merubah, or if it's like three tefachim of aver, even just chamsa merubah.
Now, there's another psul, which is there's a psul of aver. So the psul of aver is that there's a shear of psul of aver is three tefachim. It's not loved. Interesting halacha by that. It would passel the area or passel the sukkah depending on how the sukkah is set up. with a shear of 3x3 along the length of the majority of a 7x7 or whatever it is. Even if it's less than that, the Rambam says if it goes the whole length or width of this, it goes the whole direction, one direction. So you put slats, right? I run bamboo, right? So I use actual bamboo. So if you'd have like one straight line of airspace between two bamboos along the whole length of the sukkah, so you can't sit there, Ramah says. You can't sit under that. So he says, so the weights is very simple. You put one board across other directions, then it doesn't run the whole length of the sukkah. Right? It's not very hard to solve the problem, but you should be aware of that point.
Maybe that's even this much? If there was airspace like this?
Yeah.
Right. What about lava?
It doesn't help Lavud to be. It's an issue of you're sitting under the airspace. It's not an issue of. Lavud doesn't make it. It's not possible. The sukkah is kosher. But you're still sitting on airspace.
There's no shear for that?
No.
Because if there's bamboo, there's always going to be some sort of space.
So yeah, but most times usually you have something running the other direction. If it would create a shade. No, it would create a shade. Only create a shade. It's not a straight aver.
So then one thing perpendicular and create a shade, that'd be fine.
Yeah, put a 2x4 across the middle anyway. Okay. Shlock. So I don't know whether people have a shlock or not. Mr. Burr does encourage you, if you can create such a thing as a shlock over your sukkah, it's a good thing. If you make it wrong, it's a bad thing, because unless you live in a place where there's no rain.
Shlock
is these type of canopies that you put over the sukkah to block the rain. One of the biggest problems you have when it rains is that after it finished raining, it's still dripping in. So you know, stop raining, you want to go sit in your sukkah, you can't sit in your sukkah because it's dripping. Right? If you'd have a cover, you just take the cover off and you don't have the problem. If you don't make your shlock right, the water pools on it, it's going to smash through your sukkah. You don't have a sukkah anymore. Or you don't have a schach anymore. So you have to make sure you do that right. You also have to make sure that you do it in such a way that you don't have problems when you remove it, you're running water onto the ground on Shabbos or Yom Tov, which might be a problem. Fully saturated ground is not a problem. But if you don't do it right away, so it's not, you know, the water still had pooled there a little bit, so the ground is not fully saturated anymore, so now you're watering the ground. Watering the ground can be either Choresh or Zareya, depending on what the situation is.
Are you ever going to run into problems of binyan, since you already have a roof?
Now, are you going to run into the problem of binyan? So the Mishnah Berurah says, brings in a Shaar Tzion, and as long as it's running within 3 tefachim of the schach, which is there, so it's not a problem. It's going to be harder than 3 tefachim, you're going to have a problem of binyan. So what you need to do is you have to leave a tefach of the cover open. So you're just being moisiv on oil aroy. Moisiv on oil aroy is mutter. To make an oil aroy is usur.
The entire thing has to be within 3 tefachim of the schach? Or if like you have put some sort of giant plank on top of it and it's on an angle so it runs off?
The part which is above 3 tefachim will be problematic. Yeah. So on Shammai Shlach, my son was in Sharkstein, so when we set it up, like, he had like whatever the whole system, like there's a board that's like sticking out too far, which blocks the roll from going all the way up. So I said, why do we do that? He said, yeah, because it's the tefach. Remember, we have to keep a tefach open. The tefach open doesn't include the roll. It has to be besides the roll. So he did it in such a way that, you know, you're by force, by definition, you can't close it all the way. Leave the tefach open. That's a smart son. Anyway. Of course, I told him to do it, but that's besides the point. But I forgot. But he remembered at least. So interesting, Shiloh. Mr. Brewer says that if it's within dalet tefachim of the schach, so you see the gabi, the lochas of being bottled to the schach, it has to be within dalet tefachim of the schach. So Mr. Brewer raises a question, a possibility that it's bottled to the schach. So it's 2 shittas in the mechaber. The more is a case where you put up there because of the chamer b'nei anesher, blocking the sun, or you're blocking the drip, the leaves dropping down. is that a problem or not? So the Bechara brings both sheets. One sheet that says it's a problem. But Benoy is not a problem. If you put it there to be beautiful, for Noy, it's not a problem. It could be both of the Rizkach, even though it's a large amount. But if it's there for these other purposes or for rain, that'd be a problem. The second thing is, oh, no, the case over there was, you were afraid it was going to dry out and you wouldn't have a shir sukkah. So you put it there, but you're actually creating the shir sukkah through the covering. But if the sukkah is fine, you just want to cover it because of the rain, says it's baltel to the schach. So theoretically, you could sit in your sukkah while it's raining if you have a shlach. He says you don't make a bracha, Mishnah Berurah says. It's good to sit there. So noy sukkah, as long as so the shear for that is if it's within dal tefachim of the schach, no matter how large it is, if it's there to make noy of the schach, etc., it's fine. Mikra adin. If it's less than dal, if it's more than dal tefachim away from the schach, then it depends. If it's dal tefachim, it becomes a problem. It's if it itself is dal tefachim wide, 4x4, and if it's less than dal tefachim, mikra, it's not a problem. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's advisable always to put all of your noy within dal tefachim of the schach, not to get involved in the shaila. So when you hang noy, you should hang it within dal tefachim of the schach, not to get involved in the shaila of how large. The only exception he says is the menorah. They would hang their, it was an actual lamp with open flame. He says, don't put it too close to the schach, not a good idea. He said, I would advise you to put that lower down. I guess one or two more points over here. So there is a chalois kedusha on the sukkah. The chalois kedusha on the sukkah, it becomes muksa. It means muksa mitzvah. So muksa mitzvah is not a muksa for tiltot. It's a muksa that you can't use it for something else. You may not take it for anything else. However, once that's true, you can't use it for something else. It creates a second din of being muksa on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's muksa all kol zayin, the Gemara says. But that's not a muksa of tiltot. It's a muksa of usage. In general, when you learn the sukkahs of muksa, we see there are actually two different dinim. There's a din of muksa, the tashmishoy, which is on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Not in the case of Rebbe Mitzvah. Shabbos and Yom Tov, in general, there's a muksa, the tashmishoy. You can't be in a henna or use muksa. That's a din. That's an asmachta on a posik. And there's a prima gadam which holds it's an asmachta to the point you have to inspeke the chumra. That's how ad kadei kach. And there's a second din of tiltul, but that's a derabbanan. And that's, regular din of the Rabbanan, Sveka L'Kuba. But it applies over here also. There's a din of Huxa Mitzvah, which is a Huxa from Tashmish. I'm setting aside for the Mitzvah, not for anything else. So I can't use anything else. So if my noy falls down, I can't use it, to blow up the balloon to make my kid giggle. I have to put it back in the sky. I can't do anything else with it.
Is it for a Huxa for a noy sukkah?
What? There's a Huxa Mitzvah for a noy sukkah. Hmm? What?
For a noy sukkah, is it also a Huxa?
Yeah. Unless... And the second then is that once that's true on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's muksa for tilta, which means it falls down on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you have a problem with your noy sukkah, you can't pick it up and move it. There is one scenario where you can make a tanai before the beginning of a Yom Tov, that you're any boidel, so therefore I would be a right allowed, that I'm not, Kobin Ashmoshes, I'm not being boidel from a right to take it down. It doesn't help for the skach, it helps for the noy sukkah. So the schach falls down on Yom Tov, you have the same problem. It's muksa. Schach falls down on Yom Tov to the point your sukkah is puzzled. Can you ask a guy to put it back up? So actually, this is an interesting question. There seems to be a steer of Mishnah Berurah's. My son Mishnah Berurah brings from a... Shuvah's not the Be'er Shemesh, somebody, I forgot. The Be'er Shemesh or something like that, which is Matarit. The Bikur Yaakov is machmer, that you cannot ask a guy to put it back up. Halacha Maisa, for those of you who remember a few years ago, we had a storm which came through the first night of Sukkot while I was in shul. It lasted for 20 minutes, extremely high winds, and it was the first night. So like most people came back and the Sukkot, the schach was down. It was like, wow, it's like perfect. You went to shul, it was fine. You left the shul, it was also clear. For 20 minutes, it was like, whoa! And, we passed him that we could send him to the shabbat, you can ask a goy to put it back up. And he sent the goy, the shul's goy around the neighborhood, putting up people's kach. This isser of hitashmish is only during Sukkot. After Sukkot, it's paka, unless you're planning to keep it up for the next year, that's a different question. you know, keep it there for the next year. But if it's not going to be a sukkah anymore, this muksa is paka. The only thing then you have with the sukkah after sukkahs is that you cannot throw it away, which is derech bizoyin. You can't throw it away, which is derech bizoyin.
Even the
night. The noy and the schaf, yeah. Okay, let's hold it here.
So what's the most practical